Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 18th of November, recording at 6:38 p.m. and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today. The Asian stock markets were mostly a bit firmer. Best gains appear to be Hong Kong and the Nikkei, Japan's Nikkei, which was up over 2%. We had solid gains in the European stock markets, a number of them very close to the 2% level. And Wall Street, although not closed, none of the Americas markets are closed yet. But again, very solid gains showing on the order of, well, 1.5 to 1.75 percent. Now, against that background, long-dated government bond prices are weaker, as you would expect. The dollar is also a little weaker. Here it's slip back down to 78.63 on the US dollar index. Euros pushed back up to 136.31. Sterling back to 160.40. And Australian dollar back up to 98.90 against the greenback. Now, what else in here? Precious metals have had a good day here so far, and there's little doubt in my mind that this will continue through to the close. Gold is back up to $13.54. That's up $18. We've got a barnstorming move by palladium and silver. Those were the leaders of the last round, and they're very strong. Silver up $1.40 as I speak, and palladium up over $40 as I speak, taking it up to $6.95. That silver rally, incidentally, has taken it up to $26.92. And copper, which has been under a bit of pressure recently, up over 10 cents, 383. The industrial metals, I believe, are all stronger. They are indeed. Not much down. I can see that rough rice is down a little bit. Natural gas is rough rice quote may not be accurate. Let me just check it. I don't want to. Subscribers are interested in more or less every. No, it's not. It was a date out of date contract. Rough rice is up. So really, the only commodity that I can see looking on my screens that's not up in here today is natural gas, and crude oil has bounced back from that $80 level, is currently $82.22. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, as far as global stock markets are concerned, I've been saying here for this week and last week that we were in a reaction and consolidation phase, and that we would see some corrections, some moves that I would define as corrections, in terms of being mean reversion reactions by some of the more overextended moves, possibly exceeding 10%. I felt that the developed markets, and do feel that the developed markets will mostly get away with smaller pullbacks because they were not so overextended in comparison. And indeed, Germany today has pushed through to another new high for the year. Now, that doesn't signal to me that it's all over. There is some news that markets are latching on to. There is another European Union patch-up here regarding Ireland's financial needs. There was more good economic data coming out of the USA. A point that I made yesterday in the audio was that if this was a so-called healthy correction, some mean reversion ranging towards the MA, that we would see smaller setbacks overall relative to some of the quite significant ones. If you think back to last April, for instance, a very, very sharp downward move, so that we would see smaller downside moves in percentage terms, and we would see more ranging activity overall in this corrective phase. Now, so the point I'm trying to make is that today's bounce is consistent with that view overall. Okay. Not to mention, in long-dated government bonds, you know I don't like the sector and only wish to play it on the short side. I got, looking at the overnight numbers, I got tantalizingly close to one of my upside sell levels, short sell levels, for the U.S. 30-year long bond, but close is no cigar, as they say. And it's fallen back quite sharply. You see, the bond prices are weak in here. And I maintain that just as we have a cyclical bull market in global stock markets that includes most of them, except the ones that are where the economic problems are sufficiently serious to keep them in perpetual ranges. Greece is a classic example among the southern European countries, but most of them are in cyclical bull phases. Government bonds, on the other hand, I feel that yields, long-dated government bonds, that yields are bottoming out prior to a major long-term, and I suspect not cyclical, but secular trend. We certainly had a secular trend of falling yields, and now I'm thinking mainly here of the OECD countries, but with yields falling for 30 years and falling to unrealistically low levels, we've been saying for months here, and on all that depression gloom. And I feel that therefore that the yields are bottoming out, and that we will see a long-term secular rise in long-dated government yields, and therefore I'm only wanting to play them on the short side, and hoping for enough choppy activity so that that can be traded on a reasonably active basis. Now, looking at the commodity markets, they have seen, many of them have seen full-blown corrections in here, and that's created short-term oversold conditions. And with the dollar rally pausing, at least for today, that's set the stage for some quite strong bounces in here. I'm only playing that currently with the platinum, which is up $25 as I speak. I think we'll get plenty of choppy activity here overall, but basically these moves to the downside are buying opportunities in commodities, which are also experiencing some mean reversion corrective activity. Sentiment has improved quite a bit here today. We've got a big drop in the VIX, which had been pushing up earlier in the week, but that slipped back below 20 today. And overall, the environment I think is favorable for equities, provided we don't get commodities running back up to new highs sooner than I expect or hope. I do maintain that this is a cyclical bull market for industrial commodities. The weather factors have created a strong bull trend in agricultural commodities this year. So there are factors there that can certainly produce additional gains for all these markets over the medium term. If it takes place too early, though, I think that that would create a headwind for global stock markets. It's going to be interesting, and there are plenty of opportunities still for profits in this in this environment. Uranium, which I've discussed at length in recent months, reached another new high yesterday. The price, that main price that I look at, that spot price, is updated on Wednesdays and Fridays. So it's, I think it's at $59.75. It's a big move off the low, and it's barely completed the base. And on that note, can't wait to see what tomorrow brings. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.